We would like you to think about tuning to what is true. This seems an odd request, we know, but what you are looking at now is a world that has been turned upside down. We are sure that you know that. What is happening when you listen to what is going on is that it is becoming imminently clear what belongs to the darkness and what belongs to the light. The idea here is not to be in huge response to the darkness, but simply to be able to hear it. So it is like darkness has a vibration, and you want to become sensitive enough not to take it in, but to know what it is so that you can immediately then listen for the light. And this habit is a very creative habit, because when you begin to do this, you are going to feel much better about what is going on, because your attention simply will not, when you hear the darkness, you will simply immediately listen for the light. And that is putting energy into the right place, the place where you want it to be. So in this time, it is good to be able to hear what is happening. And when you are not caught in the darkness, when you have stepped out of the game, then you can identify it, but you do not need to enter it. You simply need to hear it, identify it, and then look for the voice that is the light, wherever that voice might be. And sometimes it means that your voice must be the voice of the light, if that is not what is happening around you. Because we need to complete this shift of focus to what is light and to what is creative and to what will take you into this next portion of your lives. So when you are going through the week and you are hearing what you hear, and you are encountering what you encounter, remember this: it is to register but not to enter darkness, and to look immediately for the light, because that is where you want to send your energy. Now, in the past, this may have been, we have heard this criticized or made a naive, and that is not what we are talking about, because the light has a very strong voice in many places, very calm, very peaceful, but very strong. And that is the voice that we want to give our own energy to, and that is the voice that we want to be. So as you are walking and doing your walk in the best possible way, do remember this. Do remember what to listen for and what to put down and what to enter. So, feel a cleansing energy come up from the earth. Feel it bring healing and strength and coming into your root to wash the root clear so that it is ready to create in the best possible way. Feel the energy come into the second center and wash away judgment and shame. Feel the cleansing energy come into the solar plexus to wash away upsetting emotions, emotions you do not wish to carry forward. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your heart to take away pain, to to take away confusion. Feel the cleansing energy come into your throat to wash away any communication that is not good and clear and light. Feel the cleansing energy come into your third eye and awaken any part of the third eye that may have been asleep, so that what you know intuitively becomes clearer and stronger and more wise. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the crown. Feel the crown open. And let that cleansing energy release the crown so that it is able to allow in all that is intended for you for your highest good. Feel your energy begin to rise. Come up through your body and out through the crown. And find your consciousness in the night sky. A light among many lights. Perfect in the balance. Perfect in its time. Now see in the sky that there is a silver path, and it is your path. And allow yourself to walk easily along the path as the path goes higher. And you have come to a place where gates open. And you enter a place that is for you, for your sustenance, your learning, your abundance, your love. And feel what is around you and how it nurtures you. Now find the place where water flows and drink the water to refresh your spirit, your body, your path. And move upward to the place where your teacher waits for you. Spend this time with your teacher. Mm-hmm. when you have spoken with your teacher, receive a gift that the teacher has for you. Receive the teacher's blessing and thank the teacher who has come to be here with you. Now come down to your place and gather in all the energy that you can for your life, for your walk. Come through the gates to the silver path again. Into your heart center. Bringing some of the gifts that you gathered and leave there in your heart. Now move your energy up again. And as a gift, a service, find what is there for those who sit with you. Breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.